Belmont Resources in the news recently. It's BEA and the Toronto Venture Exchange. They've gotten some field work done on their Come By Chance property in the Greenwood Mining Camp in BC. Caught up with CEO George Sakochoff. Put a little color to the news release.
Well, we've announced a second of on our properties there of a LIDAR survey. And Belmont is focused on gold exploration, in particular in southern BC and the prolific Phoenix, or known as also the Greenwood Mining Camp. This has a lot of historic mining, gold and copper. And we're revisiting this area and utilizing new technology and revisiting these old past producing mines. We've recently acquired about four properties which contain six past producing mines. And these former mines were historically shallow. They didn't have the technology, for example, for gold exploration. If they didn't see the gold, they just didn't believe it was there. So we've acquired six mines, and what we're applying, first of all, very systematically, we, in this area in southern BC, as in a lot of areas, the mineralization is controlled by structures, faulting and shear zones, etc. So one of the first things we've applied on these is looking for these important structures, and we've utilized this LIDAR technology. Now, it's been around a while, and what it is, basically, it gives you a, when you have a lot of overgrowth, trees and brush, and it's very difficult to map these structures or faults, LIDAR flying over the helicopter basically clears out, you know, virtually clears out the overgrowth and gives you a bare earth. And you clearly see these structures which are controlling or potentially controlling mineralization. So this is an important first step, and we see how they related to the mines already existing on the property, past producing mines. So that was the first step. And secondly, then, we then do another passover with magnetics, and which is common, of course, but we're using drone technology with flying airborne magnetics. And the drone allows us, there's a couple of, a few advantages for the airborne drone as opposed to helicopter drone. Helicopter is more expensive. It requires a big backup crew, you know, fuel sources, landing sources, et cetera, landing areas. And also, the helicopter has to fly at a higher altitude. Both the regulations require to fly no lower than 300 meters above a property. But with the drone, this new drone technology, these larger drones, we could fly tree level and a finer grid, 25-meter line spacing, as opposed to, you know, 100 to 200, et cetera, with the helicopter. So it gives us a very, very high resolution imagery of the rock types, et cetera, like that. And this is important, in particular, in one of our properties, which is the Athelstan gold property. It has two gold mines, but past producing gold mines. And the gold on this property is associated with listonite. This is a particular alteration which is also found in the California gold fields there in the low camps, et cetera. But this listonite has a low magnetic signature. So combined with the structures that were introduced, the listonite and the which carrying the gold, combined with the magnetics, we're looking for this high resolution, this low magnetics, which are signature of the listonite. It allows us to vector in very quickly into key target areas. It gives us a quick from zero to drill ready targets, which we are will hope to be doing before year end. So our whole sort of theme here is that we are applying new technology, revisiting old mines, old where there's previous mineralization, but using new technology to vector in and possibly go deeper or expand the area of mineralization and to locate these new sources of gold and copper. And to date, we've been very successful in identifying targets. And so we've been advancing these properties quite relatively rapidly and de-risking them, per se, and moving towards drill-ready targets. That's the story. Well, it is. It's you know, it's like a crime story. You know, you look for evidence and move forward. And you know, I always like, I've been in this business for some 40 years, and I always like to take this approach. I say, there's a mine on the property until proven otherwise. So you've got to go with the assumption there's a mine there. And as you advance, as you, you know, move with your exploration, and you, and certainly there'll be, you know, in most cases that you'll come up statistically anyway, that you won't find it. But I like to believe that you move forward. And that if you can't, if you're not proven wrong, well, then you're going to end up with the mine. So, so it's always exciting, especially utilizing, you know, new technology. It's just amazing what we're able to accomplish today on the ground, and put it all together in a, you know, in one single database, and you could sort of start to see patterns develop. And sure enough, you focus in, and hopefully it's successful with the drilling.